You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Good morning. Taco Tuesday is upon us. Tomorrow, Gallego Hump Day. Taco Tuesday. Go to El Taco Rustico today. $9.99. Three tacos, rice and beans. It's a ganga. Get the quesabirria if you've never been there before. Red chili beef's pretty amazing. The rojitos are pretty amazing. The shrimp rojitos. So lots of great choices. The costilla ribs, which is the beef ribs, the shaved beef ribs. That's pretty good too. So lots of great things out there. Good morning to Notorious ESQ.
Good morning, Chris.
Matthew J. Neely, Esquire. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm living the damn dream.
Beautiful moon out setting tonight, this morning.
Harvest moon, all that stuff. I feel like I don't want to go into a Joe Jazz Thursday. I'm thinking, I feel like there's a good Coleman Hawkins Harvest Moon out there tune before it's over. So,
and or Neil Young, so, you know.
Or Neil Young. That's one of his nicer songs, so. If I remember correctly, that was the song, a favorite song of our friend Terry Lafferty, Terry Live. I remember we played that when she passed on. So I think that's going to happen today. Damn it. We're going to make it happen. So we got Will Witt calling in. We're going to call him, Matt. I just saw it at 7:07. And you might know Will Witt because he works with Dennis Prager at PragerU. He's one of those, he does a lot of the man on the street interviews and stuff like that. So going to catch up with Will Witt, which of course comes from the Family Guy of Stewie learning about Will Wheaton from Star Trek The Next Generation. So Will Witt.
And Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins. Now, we do have a radio show today. So we're going to talk about business leadership in Tucson and where it needs the head. And we'll have this discussion. It's something we've talked about before, but we'll talk about it. We'll talk about the event last night at the La Quinta on Broadway. We had the Tucson business owners and SALC crew coming together for a night of dreams dancing and how the $15 an hour 206 is a total nightmare to Tucson. So we'll talk about that. We will talk about, what else do we got today? Oh, the border. There are so many great border stories that are so perfect for so many things we talked about. Then we got to get into this is a liberal's nightmare. Okay. Liberal's nightmare. The new group that's coming out against vax mandates. Because if you're a liberal, you love Max mandates.
There's a band for you.
Vax mandates. We got that. So, I noticed this when I've done my border tour in the past with Dr. Feynman when we do the border crisis fact and fiction. You'd have the liberal that was, they go into it going, it's like Seinfeld, what's with these open borders? They're great, right? And then when you find out about the human misery, rape trees, all of these, and also, of course, the environmental damage, right? That's where their brain really goes, maybe we shouldn't have open borders. There's that, you can see that little conflict in their brain. It's good. That's the purpose of the tour, right? And so we'll talk about what's the group that's coming out in New York against vax mandates, and it is going to give a liberal a nightmare. Okay? Then we got to talk about AOC's dress designer. We got to do that. Who knew I was going to talk about her dress designer today? It's something that, you know, we'll talk about what lines and influences she had as she started doing that. We have a release date for an audit coming up at the Maricopa County. So that'll be, we'll see what happens with that whole thing. We got that going on. We got the Biden administration murdering children with drones. I'm going to call it Biden murder bots and children. So we got murder bots. We have, what else are we going to do today? Picture Rock's got bad roads. Thank you very much. Breaking news. We have some data on crashes from ADOT. We'll talk about that. And there's some interesting things where we're finding is there were less accidents overall, but much more fatal accidents. So, of course, there were less people driving because of lockdowns and things like that. But then we had a lot of people who were just probably drunk and drugged out of their mind, and I'm also probably on their cell phones. So we'll talk about that. There is a KOLD story about the border, and it's not a surprise. It's a Bud Foster, and it has the dumbest headline. You just when you think Bud and KOLD can't get dumber, wait till I get you. When I read this headline, maybe Matt's seen it or not, because, of course, KOLD is our news provider on top of the Hour News, but this could be the dumbest ass headline they've used on one of their stories. And what else do we got here today? So let's talk about... Let me talk a little bit, and I want to talk about the Tubo event last night, okay? But before I do that, I met with Dr. Ackerley, and we had a quick lunch, either late lunch, early dinner, and it was at Rocco's Little Chicago. Now, I have not been to Rocco's in a while. One, his restricted hours when he was doing the 12 to 8 thing just didn't work, because sometimes I'm just back to Oral Valley by noon after my day. And then he had this horrible construction, and he's been trying to do it with the best humorous spirit possible, right? So 2 weeks ago, when it rained pretty hard, he literally had an actual lake in between him and the road that people can get to his business. I mean, it's a damn joke.
I had a sighting of the Rock Ness Monster.
Oh, my Lord.
Mr. Rocco.
Now, so I get over there. This project's been going on for what, 2 years? This Broadway widening? It is a damn nightmare. The idea that they're only where they're at right now is a joke. So I took a picture of it on my Wastebook yesterday, and we're finding out, you know, there's no incentive to get anything done on time on the deal, it sounds like, right? And the idea that you're trying to be an existing business on that end of the road is a joke. I mean, it's a travesty. I'm trying to think of the word. The word is travesty. So what the RTA and, you know, remember RTA, and then you have the lead agency, right? We always talk about, you know, when there's a Pima County project, in the old days, they used to have all those Pima County engineers on the RTA dime. There'd be five of them leaning on their pickup truck, their beautiful Pima County pickup truck, with their cups of coffee and bagels. While, you know, there was like five engineers getting paid $190 an hour, sitting there talking to each other. Hey, bro, what are you doing? I don't know. How did the Packers do last night? Huh? But then it would seem like the city of Tucson, because Matthew, you were talking about you're an ESAD, right? And what was the RTA project over there?
Yeah, Broadway from Camino Seco to Harrison.
Right. And so it's nice now.
And product is beautiful.
But
it took 15 years just to get to doing it from the time it needed to be done. Okay.
So, just like the Broadway widening.
And then it seemed to take 2 years. I don't know what it took, but it seemed to take every bit of 2 years.
They've been kicking the tires on the Broadway widening for decades. Decades.
Remember the Arizona Public Media piece you found from, I think, the mid-80s?
Correct.
Or maybe the late 80s, but I think it was the mid-80s.
It was definitely the 80s, okay? where they were talking about how they're going. But and of course, they're like, well, we'd like to do it, but we don't have any money to do it. So when we get some money, we'll do it and blah, blah, blah. And there's been so many plans. There were so many damn plans and meetings leading up to the start of this, right? We had Kozachik sticking his nose in it. We got to, is it this many lanes, that many lanes, no lanes? Let's just close it down. All these things, right? That, and you know, and then it finally gets done, and then they drag the hell out of it, right? And what a perfect time to be quick on it, right? During lockdowns and all this stuff, go to work, get it done, move on with life. You have especially no one going downtown at all. The gateway to downtown was empty, like a graveyard, and it's still a graveyard. Why would anyone go? If that this is the other thing. If you're a downtown business and you rely on people coming in from the east, like you want to sucker somebody from the middle part of town or the east side to come to your come to downtown. We have dining. We have a museum you can shove your head into a giant nose. Whatever. You want to come to a music event or a hockey game, right? I'm just telling you, if you're driving down Broadway into the gateway to downtown and you get the country club, you're turning around. It's a freaking nightmare. All you see is two-thirds of the road is a desert dirt wasteland, and then there's two little skinny lanes that are going by. You would think you can't even go on the road. I mean, we've had a lot of kerfuffles in this town over the years, but the way they've handled this is a damn joke. I mean, they have screwed up. Literally, let's obliterate everyone on that block, and then we'll rebuild, and hopefully we'll give buddies deals, I guess. Is that what's going to go on? Because that's usually is this going to be the new business model? We just obliterate every business along between Country Club and Euclid on that area, and then when things happen, we can float some retail spaces to some buddies, and they'll make some money. Is that where we're at?
Well, let's look at the bright side. They waited long enough so it didn't impact El Parador. So, let's find the pony here,
or La Rua's,
yeah,
right. Weren't they supposed to go into their new spot, which is still under construction because of the road?
Who knows?
It's Bill Gates' favorite tamale place. Again, if it's the city and the RTA, you all should be. I mean, I in the end, it's probably the city's fault. When in doubt, right? It's the city's fault because they suck.
I just love how they put this, they kick the can down the road for whatever money or whatever, no will to do it. They kick the can down the road and then they say, well, we still want to widen it, but we want to widen it from two lanes to maybe two lanes instead of three. It's like, I guess they figured if they waited long enough, they wouldn't have to widen it at all or something.
In the city of Tucson's logic, widening is going from two lanes to two lanes.
We just want to put some bends in the road to mess people up.
I want to, you know, when I hear that, it's like a math problem, right? We're going to widen from two lanes to two lanes. And I keep thinking of the mob boss in the bad, horrible Michael Keaton movie, Johnny Dangerously. That's a blank and a trick question, eh? You're going to widen from two lanes to two lanes. I'm going to tell you something. Kozachik should be unelected this year just because of this project. The Kozachik and the city of Tucson have obliterated so many lives along that corridor. It is unbelievable. All right, we got to go to break. I'm running late with my rant here. 6:20 in the morning, 790-2040. Nothing better than our expert pool guy. It's got a fountains update for me. So it's all about the water. As Bobby Boucher would say, high quality H2O. Here we go. I called for it. Little Coleman Hawkins, Shine On Harvest Moon. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30, The Voice. Lose and talk. All right, little Harvest Moon. We had a Harvest Moon yesterday. Goes out to our good friend Terry Live. Terry Lafferty lost her life a few years ago. One of the nicest, best, positive human beings I ever met. She was the perfect balance to me. So you're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Let's go to the phones. Is Al still there? Well, Al's our guy whose business is cleaning pools, but he had an H2 update. H2O
update. He
didn't
have to go, but he pointed out that he, as he said, heard it on PBS that the fountain at TCC was reactivated and full of water and working again. And so he said, we got that going for us, which is nice.
I can't believe
I may have paraphrased him in that last bit.
But was that on PBS radio?
He only listens to KVOI like everybody else should be doing, so maybe it was on television.
All right, so I can't believe 12-year-old Cassandra Lau over at Arizona Public Media even found out that.
He did mention that he skateboarded in the fountain as a kid, so I don't...
Al's not a spring chicken, so the idea that it's been... I mean, he sounds youthful, but the idea that he was... He's been skateboarding in the empty fountains.
So...
This is Lakshmi Singh from NPR. A big news story out of Tucson, Arizona today, where the Rio Nuevo Multipurpose Facilities Board finally, after 37 years, put some damn water in the GD fountains. Oh, designed by this idiot named Ekpo that we spent an extra $9 million on.
So Rocco should have clearly relocated by the fountain, and then he would have had a water feature, other than the water feature he has now when it rains.
Coming up on 1A... We'll be talking about how the effects of President Trump's presidency on racism will last 137 years.
Thank you. Thank you, NPR. It's beautiful.
Will Short's coming up with some new puzzles for you.
I'm literally making you just a random playlist. I'm literally going through. I have a this and that catch-all on rock pop stuff. It has 38 hours of music on it. So I'm literally having it on random, Matt, and I'm literally just going click, see what comes up, click, see. That's what I'm feeling today. We do have to do a No Joe Jazz something this week. I don't know what day it's going to be, but Higgins, be prepared. You're going to get jazzed up like you. Matt and I are going to be doing jazz hands. We're going to do jazz hands so hard, we may have a workman's comp claim with Bustos for carpal tunnel. That's what's going to happen. When we come back, I want to talk about what went down at the Tubo SALC Fight for 15, the No on 206 wingding at the La Quinta last night with the guest speaker from Flagstaff about the damage it's done in Flag. And we'll talk about that on the Wake Up Tucson show. And Wild Bill just sent me something about from Reason.com about minimum wage hurting uneducated workers. Sounds like a perfect storm for Tucson, Arizona. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.
Birthday boy Don Felder.
Hello. Hello. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. If you missed anything, go to KVOI.com. We have Will Witt. It's almost like Whiplash. Tim Stiller. His name's coming up soon. Don't get me wrong. When we talk about that Bud Foster story with the bad headline. It's coming up. So last night, we had an event over at the La Quinta on Broadway. We had a really good crowd. I was really happy with the amount of small business owners that showed up that are amazingly concerned about the Prop 206, which will help kill Tucson's economy faster than ever. And I remember one of our guest speakers, we had Joe Galley from the Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce, and talking about the damage that's done in Flagstaff. And then Ted Maxwell was talking about, because they always want to say, living wage, bro, living wage, right? You can't force living wage. You have to attract living wage jobs, right? And that's why I put on my Facebook page, Tucson. Now, Matt's correct. Motorola was before 89. But I went with the high point of scaring the jobs away, which was IBM. Okay? But you're right. Matt has done great work on this show. I mean, he's the only guy I know to this day in the media business, working with microfiche. microfilms, all of those things, right? And so he talked about the Motorola scaring those jobs away. What was the one that was going to be like on Orange Grove in that area there?
That was Motorola.
That was Motorola.
Yeah, 50 years later, they still have 5,000 people employed in Austin at making the integrated circuits they were supposed to make here.
And I remember, if I remember correctly, you can correct me, sir, but part of the response in one of the newspapers you found on the microfiche was someone complaining about, we don't want these people with their jalopy cars spitting out pollution as they drive up to Orange Grove to go work at the stinking Motorola plant.
He used the word jalopies. The letter writer used the word jalopies. All these undesirables. His words, not mine, you know, coming from a part of town that, anyway. And it always, that always stuck in my mind because the letter writer was from like 22nd in Wilmot, so 23rd in Wilmot. So
right.
Someone who doesn't even have a dog in the fight because they wouldn't have been driving anywhere near his house.
Correct. They'd be driving away from his house. Right? So that's our thing, right? This is, if we're gonna do a dilution of what we've learned doing this show over the last dozen years, is Tucson specializes. We specialize in a lot of things, but we specialize in scaring away living wage jobs for decades.
Grand Canyon University, there's going to be $30 an hour jobs, just to put that out there. And not only that, it was like the, you know, first Raina Romero does an article, hey, these are great neighbors, come here. And then like 2 weeks later, go away. It's like, you know, the same person.
So remember, when they crushed her on that, when they stepped on her face, right, and she had to retract, right? It was like she got Hester Prynne'd, right? She had to renounce, or she was going to get dunked in the water by Ekstrom and Grijalva, right? And like, hey, you got a great future coming up. We're going to make you the mayor of Tucson one day. Don't mess with us. Then it goes back to, it's all tied together, right? Then it goes back to the questionable hires, Maria Herrera's piece, right? Because she's talking about how Dan Ekstrom got paid all this money, hundreds of thousands of dollars by the Pima County Board of Supervisors, right? Remember he was going to lobby Pima Community College to build a nursing school, right? So couldn't you see the idea that, if that was part of the grand plan of the Ekstrom-Grijalva crew, right, that Pima Community College was now going to have a nursing school, an expanding school, and then Raina has this great idea of, let's bring Grand Canyon University down here. Oh, I don't know what they do. Oh, they have a great nursing facility, a great nursing school. Right? Well, you can't screw with Uncle Danny's thing that never got done at all. Right? Because I don't think there's been a new nursing school at Pima Community College yet. So that's the best part. They squashed her because they didn't want GCU, and the U of A didn't want GCU here either, right? That's the other part, all right? Because they want all the goddamn money themselves.
And to this day, that was an amazing conflict of interest where you have Steve Kozacik as an employee of a four-year university making adverse comments about another four-year university that wants to come to Tucson.
Correct.
And how he got a pass on that, I'll never know.
Well, why would you say that?
Blatant conflict of interest.
What do you mean? Pass from who?
Everybody. The media.
You've already answered your own question.
Yeah, I know. I know I have, but still.
I mean, you hear these losers come on other shows, right? Stellar, Ninsel, and Dylan Smith, right? They have selective reporting. They've been doing it for years. Why would they, and all these people who worship at the altar of the U of A, right? Why would they disagree with Steve Kozacik? Right? Ninsel works for the U of A himself as an adjunct professor, which is scary himself. Why would his extra money he gets to buy some farm to table gummy bears or whatever he's shoving down his throat, okay? Why would he screw with that? Right? So this is where you're at. So when you say that, I know why you said it, right? It's natural. But the fix was in against GCU. Oh, across the board.
Right? That was definitely a Bubbaville moment, right?
It was.
Boss Hogg and Hazard County kind of thing.
So again, you can't have these living wage jobs if you keep scaring away living wage jobs. Right? This is so when you hear these commies come out there and they go on these shows where no one asks them any tough questions and they go, "Oh, we just want low wages." And these people just nod, yeah, living wages, yeah, living wages. Well, how many living wage jobs that wanted to come here did we scare away? How many living, again, when you hear these people talk about workforce, we have the, when they say we have a great workforce talent in this place, I want to hurt you, they say it all the time. And you hear workforce, Trio has been talking about workforce development for 10 years. The losers at the Metro Chamber, workforce development. I had to hear Amber Smith talk about, who's no longer at the chamber, she quit yesterday. Amber Smith at the chamber with her workforce development video. Oh, we have such great plans for workforce. You cannot have a workforce development. The only thing that we do for workforce development that's worth a crap, right, is JTED. Right? JTED. The U of A is its own little mess. And there's things going on at Pima that's good, right? Like the aviation mechanics, those kind of things. Got it. But when you sit here and go, when you say the word talent, workforce talent, the reason why you can't have workforce talent, when they say, oh, we got it in Tucson. So here's another truism about Tucson. Are you guys ready? Sit down. Tucson, this one's real basic. This isn't any sort of fancy educational, economical thesis, okay? Tucson can't read, period. Let me do it one more time. Tucson is partially illiterate. So when you have a chamber out there that goes, we're good on workforce development. We got workforce. You mean the same Metro Chamber that endorsed Adelita Grijalva for TUSD school board? Is that what you're saying? You can't say both. You cannot endorse one of the worst school board members in the history of schools. From Laura Ingalls Walnut Grove School to today, Adelita Grijalva has to be one of America's worst school board members. She's an idiot, okay? And she's an ideologue. And you said, oh, the chamber in the past, their board of directors said, give me more of that sweet action. You can't have that discussion. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So what we learned from, I didn't even get to it yet. When we come back, I'll tell you what Joe Galley from the Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce said to the crew yesterday at the Tucson Business Owners SALC event about how Prop 206 is going to be very damaging to Tucson. And then this one guy, Lyle, I got to find it. Shelley says it's in the e-pulse of the Pima GOP. He's a lawyer. He's a retired or soon-to-be-retired employment lawyer. And he kind of talked about 206 in a couple of other different ways that literally I leaned over at a couple of my fellow tuboers and I said, oh, excuse me, I'm going to go crawl under a rock and not come out. So this is the damaging Prop 206 that no one at the city council is saying a damn word about. They know it sucks, but they don't have the courage to say anything. They know it's going to damage lots of low-income workers. And what happens is when you have this is what the geniuses don't get. When you have a minimum wage hike, the people that get hurt the most are low-wage, uneducated workers, which, of course, we crank a lot about in the Tucson. That's our workforce talent, sad to say. Let's go to break. I'll tell you what Joe Galley said from Flag Chamber about 206 and what $15. And their $15 minimum wage law in Flagstaff is much nicer than this one. He's like, oh, man, I wish we had. You guys are going to wish you had ours. That's how crappy yours is. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. I can wait to my favorite part of the song where he talks to Johnny and Johnny goes, nah, nah. Coming up at the top of the hour, PragerU's Will Witt. He has a new book called How to Win Friends and Influence Enemies, taking on liberal arguments with logic and humor. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. Looking forward to catching up with Will. As you know, Dennis Prager's on every drive time when you're going on your way home. So when you get to work and you shut off the radio and you still got KVOI on when wake up's on and you get back in your car and you turn it back up, you know, this one goes to 11. Do a little Dennis Prager on the way home. So a lot of people are happy with the Dennis Prager. You know what I love about some of our listeners? They were devastated when Prager left the station, right? And then we finally get Prager back on the show, and you know what we get from just a couple of them? Most of them are very happy. It's not live. Jeez. Stop it. It's not live. Oh, I know. It's a few hours old. Dennis's timeless wisdom. Stop. Jeez. People. Joe Galli yesterday, Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce, a great event talking about the Prop 206 in Tucson, but talking about how the $15 an hour really hurt Flagstaff. And what was funny is he said there's this guy, he's like an old New Yorker guy, and he always wanted to own, like, I don't know why, a bowling alley in Tucson, but out in the West, whatever. He's an old, very smart business guy, and he went to the Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce and said, okay, this is where we're at. So what I'm going to do is there's only so many labor hours I can pay for, basically. So I used to have a bartender. It's called Starlight Lanes. It's a classic bowling alley in Flag. I have not been there since I was matriculating, big word like delicatessen, in Flagstaff at the Flagstaff Teachers College. But he said, I used to have a bartender in the day, gone. And I can't afford it. There's only so many labor hours. So if you want to make the labor hour more expensive, I just have less. Right? So now this part was funny. You know the guy who does, he goes, well, I got the guy who does the rental shoes, right? You know, he's the guy spraying that stuff on the shoes, right? He's the daytime bartender. I could just see this guy spraying the industrial Lysol in the rental bowling shoes, and then all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, you need a gin and tonic? Hold on, let me go from disinfecting the rental shoes over to making a G&T for you at the Starlight Lanes."
This vermouth tastes very different.
I've never had a Jim Beam that's tasted so lemony.
Clean finish.
But what was really amazing is Joe Galli from the Flag Chamber said that theirs is literally just a $15 an hour, right? He said the other 5.5 pages of death and destruction that the Southern Arizona Community Food Bank is forcing upon you are just off the charts stupid. Stupid. So anyway, we had a great event last night. We're in the middle of starting to execute the plan. If you can support the effort by making phone calls, doing some texting, maybe write a check, go to no206.org. Tubo and Southern Arizona Leadership are really partnered up on this to make this happen. I don't know where the other chambers are. They have been helping in some of the back. We tried to get this thing thrown off the ballot through legal means, examining the signatures. Literally, they missed by a percentage. They literally, that after scanning all the signatures, the Southern Arizona Food Bank gang gathered 27,000 signatures, needed 14,000. We threw out, I think we could have thrown out 13,000, just missed. I mean, there was a bunch of crap signatures on there, but they threw enough crap out there. But, you know, you also learn that the city only does like a 2% check, 5% check, whatever it is. Like, oh, that looks fine. And they've learned how to game the system, right? So anyway, this is a dread upon the Tucson economy if it happens. So please help us out, no206.org. And also you can reach out to them and see if you want to donate, things like that. We got Will Witt coming up from PragerU at the top of the hour. We have the start of Sukkot in the Jewish religion today. I'm sure Bruce and Barney will yell at me now. I said that wrong. We have National Chai Tea Day. Malta Joe says it's National Maltese American Day. So we'll catch up with him soon. He went to go meet with the crime families of Pastitsi in Malta. We'll talk about that. International Day. I could just see him. Joe, if you're going to make it the Pastitsi in America, Don Maltiani needs to, he needs to wet his beak a little bit. He got to wet his beak a little bit. So for every Pastitsi, you send 1 cent to Don Maltioni's Venmo account. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. This is a mixed holiday today. Take your loved one to a doctor day. Means a lot more 18 months later. All right, let's go visit some great sponsors. Top of the hour news. Will Witt from PragerU coming up next.